because we left them out when we get our dividends from the corporation. They receive nothing. And his most concern is there should be something done about that.
11 villages ago. Teratatna tamanna tunisi liarnya lisak tunisi liar lapar lugu tuniro yuminya lapar lugu so tatna ilip charna galau ne piuta sule nalop kena lugu tatni liliaguta ilinya kenyep piuta aglan kangek sik muniglar ne piu uba ase. Tema 1991 Shivone Tamanna Tatnit Pikorok Itkanelia Perlu Pikpan Nakuginiplu Ubatako Ilipsili Manemi Itane Ubasuli Apko Kenatarmit Suli Green Larmit Ubakangixiamni Uvane Ilaliti Sukuting Ilipsinyon Uba pinyakshut, uba asi uba kutukane, kanuta tasama tausinya kula peruta pigupta, nuna manna tugakpo taipawak, taimok ngakanga taipcho, sibudlepta atugangat, taatna atlangusungat nagu, taima tawap kununga kinyulaik sabtit nun, atu yunak sisak lugu pigup tigo naku luktok.
He said the people from our corporation, Nana, is trying to explain that not to sell any stocks. And if they keep that up and let everybody understand why they're doing that, it would be better for them to get on with it before 1991. And from his understanding that Greenland and Canadians are trying to get into our corporation in a way. And if our lifestyle and the way we lived before, he'd rather see it the way it is, not mingle with our land and our lifestyle.
Anggugoran maka tutut igleg nip lugit nak momo tema tablo mona sole ukahone pirak uba ase ukati giga tepcho sibur lebut tatkane milo inyunertat nagaka manemi nagaka akna sigibib tungangani angugarat nak mo mukutik pi mata nakilika katip lutik pi aming terama inyuna katigi yuk lutik inyuna katigi kagat hat tamanna at langokon rechalaw ne plu uga ase at langokaje nyip lu nuna manna atuk kakot maka ami let claim mabut tema makununga nalaw menen tunne kakuminya lapak lu atesi lapak ta pigupta nakuna yarnip lu atesi lapak rechukta tema lawuminya nyip lu ubatako ilishimagik put epawo ginyona aktawne uba sho kanukilip lugo andek shoshiti sak lugo tatnit na napalag tuni atawasak napagalaw kami na yung matayit nyami kanut namun uluraktok uba ase inyugayak sip lugit na yung matigig sip lugit napak tuni napatlugaktot tat na tunubay lukata ilipsilu maani tamok kalu ilalite sukas ilalite suhuting ilipsit nyut pirat ilalite nekpata atis ilapayak uta ilokata itna napak tautut piyukta nalakme namun nunamun nunamik taoksir nyak taomun itna pilikatakumin nyak ligu titkan nyak ligu pikpan tepcho kini lelak sabut tersama nunak sangat tiga ratus punya jarak pun tu bangal le semua Islam ni buka pak tertua mbak lah.
He said they were talking about caribou at Barrow, and he said he knew that caribou would travel in many different routes. And if we stick together and unite, things would be easier to live by. For example, he made a little example about a stake. When you put a stake up, a single stake in some place, it would stand for a little while and then fall. But if you put a lot of stakes together, supporting each other from different angles, it'll stay there for a long time. If we unite and stick together about our land and our stock, it'll stand. And if we make our decision not to sell our stock, period. Let everybody understand why not to sell their stock. Our future grandchildren or whoever lived that long will be holding on to their land. That's the example he gave.
Tabro mingau ba tabro muna nunakot tat nale ukakto ralak taomit at kakmane uwa. Sa milang ukoti ikama puyo ot nakalawal gitsiga. Aglan uwa tada tabro muna tat na ukakto ralak tama tat kakmane. Uwa tarung aglaw kaka itchot naktok ukakray tsaklo nga pinyakitso. Kuyaro nga ubungo kakakama.
He said that's what he said at Barrow. He might have forget some things that he said up there, but he had not much else to say. He thanked everybody for giving him opportunity to view his point.
Thank you, Mr. Sun.
I don't My name is Napoleon Black, born and raised in Shanghai. Wakalau klongale lamik sumik inyuek time yo kaksay chalok tunga. Tiga kaksongo pinyasunit. Sulit. To the chorakahan klonga. To the chorat can you wake see some nocturne coral like patakatronotka. What I'm not. 1970 warning man yalu ruch and he wrote Islaugan get me ya in the man in your last cut. Temma in you wake dog and he said, Temma 1970 warning man a glan in you wake dog and his hour mark. To the child in you go hoting, for exhilarating in you wake exhilarating in no optic teacher. Katiluting, ukawating, maninyak taktonik, totuk milutik lupigoming. Uwa islawa kasi wat. Pukik si miluting. Katiluting, ukawating, kanong nakalukot. Tam ni islawa kasi luguptok. 1970 man anirot. Inyupengup lutobot, inyupeni ilokata. Yalu roka kipayak tau wotin nan. Tuti cakpat, tuti cabut. Maninya lakpata nakuna yaktut. Tema kanutu naglan anak tu korel lakumi. Anak lu korel lakupse. Kito nakaksa takture. Tam nawa. Pukotik lakuk lukuli. Tema ilokata pek. Ani ropa yak tu di cebut maninya lepada naku na yak tu. Dari sumik, alami uka kerajum. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Black.
His name is Napoleon Black. He said that he got three adopted children. And he already had grandchild. His concern is about the children born after 1971 should have a share or be able to receive dividends from our corporation. His reason, when these children grew up and became parents themselves, and they'll be smarter than us. And after a while, they probably get together and start talking among themselves why they're not receiving any dividends or not having a share. Young people right now are going to have more children and more children. He's afraid that in those days when they start thinking about their lives and start talking among themselves, something might come up. And his concern is he'd like to see children born after 1971 become the shareholders. That's all he said.
My name is Louise. I'm from Kobuk. Our village is the smallest, used to be smallest. But long ago, when they start to have school and missionaries, the only place they set out, these Eskimos spread. Our land is different. The climate is different. They look for food. They look for clothing. They have no cotton to make cloth. They just use skins. I understand my grandfather trade from Kotzebue. And by those days, they use only devil's, what they call? Shaman or devil's way. Yeah. And they have hard time, my dad say. When I go to Kotzebue when I'm little, there's only hospitals, churches, and not many stores, all kinds of things, but not many. Right now, when I go down, I have no way to find my relatives. I ask around, they don't know which person is. And if things goes low, I got half blood Eskimo, half blood white grandchildren. And it's hard for me to think our grandchildren is mixed and I'm the only one from my family. And people here, they have all kinds of living right now, but the climate is different. They don't live where they come from up here. The climate is too cold for them. And if we go down in lower state, we would think it's too hot for us. But I'm thinking my dad said before they get to know white people, they just believe evil and they have hard time. And when they trade from white people and Eskimos, they live together. But you know, where the people raised from, they don't stay alive long. The climate is too cold for them. Still, those miners long ago, they're few. They try to stay, they die out from cold weather. I have not much. I have hard time in front of all people. I don't talk much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Her name is Louise Wood.
Thank you, Ms. Wood.
Herbert Custer from Kobuk. Kobuk Mengurua. What? So not time, we are to go along with that lady and you vote. We ought to call routing. The man overtook, called to get low clue. Tape Joe in your neck vet. She would left down on your cop down on your cop seat. You never allowed to have a look in your neck, actually. Of a not a clock, a hunting
His name is Herbert Custer, and he's from Kobuk. He wants to tell everybody that how they used to live long ago. Our parents and their parents, and they used to visit each other from different villages. And he wants to say something about their lives and our lives today.
Uvari pak male uvagut inyunay aksep yuta tema tepsu ta ninyunay aktot ilokatik pichu tema yakurakalak yutiglo. Uvalese uvagut inyunay aksep apta pak mova napek toktekang matun angalatekang matutana angungora ni makunanga limit talek sup yutik lolek sup yutik persip mata kanogamnya it kalau waktu itu agak tak nanya nak waktu itu. Tapi tetap ko tu di cawut mako mako di gigit ujuk cawut kita nak waktu itu mako kita nothing ini semua gigit. Tapi tetap saya jutik tak nak maning mereka kok tu orang kecut nalar nak bunga lawan dengan gigit ke. Tapi sama tak nak maning mereka kok tu jelek, maka ane kat ini angin yukle ini, aku tu rakau rakau sik pada tam nale, kan aku tu jecok, ianga nak urkai nyawa menjecok, tak nak tu mana kau kalau ni, tam nawa kau tinggal lauk luk luk, pergi ke sulit nunggu kau maka tak nak wapit nun Inyak sibut pichangit nunnek lugu jamit anu pichawut.
He said now people live different. People are making regulations about wildlife and how much to get. It he don't feel comfortable with that. After used to living, getting food all they want, and now the life is different. And then he still thinks that children born after 1971 left out from the stockholding and share. The children in a family, the older ones that was born before 1971, getting dividends, and left the kids that was born after 1971 out. He don't believe it'll be. It's right. It's not right. The children, the younger children in a family would start thinking different ways if they're left out.
Tabari suli mako no no ra ko wapti no ni nyak suit tu ne kak se ye ra lu pi yup tu naku la pa on naku lu kam na tu ne si ra ka sik pa ni nyuk sama e ya bu ta na tak nak duduk tu di sini nak tahu tinggal jat ni macam apa eksisir. Dalam nova, kau tinggal lauk lu, kau sak pang mik pisah lauk lu tak nak kau lagi ame.
And about the land, he don't like the idea of selling the land. And he said that if one person starts selling a land, the others will follow, and he'd rather see our land not saleable.
sulle atau se nya ko le pe ota ap ko lo avane itot inyo na tot inyo na opta naku naku lo ra lek sanga ko tam no ko ti ga sema ta na maleng ko te to bo to ta na pi upta ka kan lo rong na amel lo te lo jo enel la ma ro naku lo ne atu 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 to ne li sema ek put na lo ngat sik put lo kata ten wa la no kal.
He said, if we work with other corporations on this issue, it would be better for everybody. And that's all he have to say.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. My name is George O. Cleveland, originally from Kobuk River, because we're all in Kobuk River. I born down little this side of Kayana in 1917. And I haven't been in the meetings before a lot, but I'd like to say a few words, won't be too long. Now, first of all, we've been told here, just at the beginning of this meeting, that those homeborn after 1971, they have already set the law to that. But we are the parents of old peoples to put our voice in to those whom ever put the law in that 1971. Because it don't take a few words or a few voice. I'm glad that we are requested to put our voice in that matter. Now it takes a lot of brace to keep that thing up, to keep that word up. So those homeborn after 1971 can get their share. If that word keep up, brace it up and keep it up. We all know that law can change in the whole United States. And if it's braced up and keep it up, we'll have a chance to make it change yet. And see our younger grandkids get their share. Because we can't do it only by a few words. It takes a lot of braces from other villages and other places that's home request for help. And this subsistence was not a very easy to begin with. It's not only after the Alaska became a state. It has been tough before that, because this Fish and Wildlife been looking after us way before that, way before 1971. Sometimes it gives us three caribous for a season, and look how much that lasts with a big family. It don't last. And in the springtime, when we try to go hunt ducks and geese, we got to be hide out like a ducks and geese from the fishing games, so they won't catch us. Now, at those days, this Alaska, before it became a state, it wasn't educated. It was just learning of how these white peoples get along. Nowadays, I can say that this Alaska is pretty well educated too, just like these white people from lower states. Because there's a lot of Eskimos from up here in Alaska, go down to lower 48, Washington, D.C., and talk down there. So that represents this state of Alaska is already graduated to be with the white peoples. But now, like one fellow said a while ago, that those lower peoples is really, this country up here is really too cold for them. But they've already learned, too. They learn how to make parkee, midden, muckluck, and so forth down there. So this 1991, there's going to be something happening right there. So we are told before that, we're notified, and we are requested to put our voice in before that time comes, ahead of time. So we really don't know. Of course, in 1991, there'll be just the voices in some places, in a lot of places, it'll be just the voices, because we're getting old, and we all know that old peoples never stays up forever. But their voice and their stories in the books is always stay in front of the young peoples. And I'm glad of this gentleman here. He came around and goes over the villages and requests for our voice to praise, to put the brace of what the Eskimo likes. Now, see, when I'm not used to this meeting. When I sit before the people like this, I always forget what to say sometimes. And now our kids is learning just as well as the last became Alaska. When it became a state, our kids, our school kids, is learning. They more became educated peoples, not like we. I've never been in school myself when I was a kid. Now, there's a lot of these people call themselves Ambler people. None of them was there when I raised there. There's only a few cabins there and no school. That's where I raised, mostly in Ambler. So, not too long ago, around, 58 or 68, someplace there, the people from up here start moving down. But my brother over here, Mark Cleveland, he still remained there. Now we both getting old to put up a big fight down there in the morning. When we were kids, we wasn't in school. Now, this 1971, and after that, they have put the law and that to follow. But like I said, if we put it, we're glad to put our voice in to help other peoples that who go against that 1971 Nana shares. Because I've got some grandkids that's been born after 1971, and they don't get their share. Now we, like me, I'm getting my share from Nana's. If I die, we all know that we're going to die. Now I just wonder, see if that can be transferred over to those who already born after 1971. Then they would have some sort of money coming before 1991. That'll make them peoples happy that way too, instead of just leave them completely off. Now this will, if they can accept that will from old peoples, they can transfer their share to those home born after 1971. So instead of getting just left out, they can have even a small divided up would help. If they just can't pass the share for those home born after 1971. I don't have much to say. This is all that I'd say, and hope it's helpful to you all too.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Mr. Cleveland. Well, we have this kind of thing has happened at other meetings. Sometimes people would rather just stay in their chairs to speak. So we have a microphone that we can take around to where you're seated. And sometimes that makes it a little easier to talk. So maybe we should do that. Maybe Barbara could do that. This is what they do on Donahue, and
I just send the mic to you. If you raise your hand, so I'll know where to start from.
was this one?
How do you handle this? I might
just hold it.
Yeah. Just pass it around.
How far do I?
Way out. Hi, I'm Molly Geppi, and I was born in Norvik and raised in Deering. And when we heard of this land claim, we understood we were in Kotzebue then, my family and I, and we understood that it was just for the head of the household. So Carl, my husband, was the only one that applied for the land. And after the deadline, it was too late for the rest of the family to apply for it. So he was the only one, and it was just by misunderstanding. And I think it would be good if we have 7 children, 6 boys and 1 girl, and we'd like to see them as shareholders to get land. Well, just 5 of them are shareholders. My 2 younger ones aren't shareholders. And we'd like to know of a way where we could get land for them. And the two younger ones, after 1971 that were born, are getting old enough now to know about money. Every year, the older ones get money and they don't. And they'd say, Mom, how come we're not getting any? And we just have to tell them that they were born too late. But it sure would be nice if there was a way that they could get their dividends too.
Thank you.
See, I have mine all written out.
I got it.
I feel that our lands... Oh, this is Margaret. I'm Margaret Sheldon from Ambler. I feel that our lands had to be protected at the time when ANSCA was first made, but the 1991 procedure should not have been there. Other alternatives should have been studied. In the makings of the bill, few people were involved. I feel that important decisions dealing with our land should be voiced and heard before making final decisions. Many of the decisions were being made behind closed doors or planned even before the majority was told. Furthermore, the current corporate election procedures used in our region should be eliminated to involve input from the majority to help settle questionable situations.
Thank you.
My name is Catherine Brown. I was born somewhere in Kivalina and was raised there, and then move on to Point Hope and then to Kotzebue. And now I'm living at Ambler. The way I understand it too about our lands, if they should be sold in 1991, and then if it goes that way, you know, our kids, the ones that don't have that dividends, you know, if they want money, they would sell them and then they would end up with nothing. What if all of them sell all their lands, what we leave them, and then they end up with nothing? You know, that will be bad for them, because we probably will be dead and we don't know if they're suffering. You know, I would appreciate it too if they settled that, not being sold. And then my youngest boy was born in 1971, but he doesn't have that dividend. So I would be glad too if that something could be done. Thank you, that's all I have. I'm not used to talking. But
who else?
My name is Reginald Cleveland. I'm a shareholder of NANA Corporation. Although I don't have allotment, in fact, none of my family of six have allotments. That's because of misunderstanding my parents went through when I was still out in school. And today, a lot of people here in this room, their source of information is minimized due to the fact that a lot of the board members that do live in villages now move elsewhere and don't represent that village anymore. Therefore, they don't bring information back for people to listen to. The lower Kobuk and the people surrounding Kotzebue are very fortunate to have that radio station, because they could get their information to the radio station, and up here we can hardly get KOTZ. These representatives that represented one village then moved to another, I'd like to see that changed. or have them reelected the following year if they have moved from that village. That way we would have more information to the people. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cleveland.
I'm Wesley Wood from Sangnak. I'm born in Kobok. I got two things to say, but I'm going to talk my own language, maybe more explained.
Sure, please do.
Why is Marungale Umuna Nunaptigun Pekakaptigun Kaktulalanga? Ubasubman tumit yasinya anak patik 1991 sabi girao ni yakir galah luit kail galah luit suli akil yaksut lasinya anak luit dupa kangak simarwa tamunga ililanya apta kail galah luit dupa cunun tekuli kujar hak tuan nga tera manna inyut pikparuk tera li tera nita obis kanok tiksai cutun. Nah, lama terus sampai kerana orang Asia kerap lu abang apa mimpiu abang anak Sulaiman kerumunannya atau pakai kamu tema kayak cuklu ketemu sama Sulaiman yang itu mau tinggi nak lu jalan itu nak kayak